At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello.
There we are. Go ahead and start it, man. Let's not even waste time. Just hit it. Arnold, you here?
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're firing right out of the gun.
Cannon.
Ray, in today's climate, not a good reference.
I mean, especially when you, it's just hard because some of us have already played four or five holes and now we're teeing off on number one again because we ran out of time yesterday because of the rain delay.
Yeah, we got a problem. Me and Baser just got a free bet, so we did JT Poston. He's getting absolutely walloped. He's about four over.
What, did you take him to win it?
Yeah, or? We had to do a flyer, try and make $5,000.
You guys do the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Justin did the same thing. He took Homa. Guy's trying to lead the thing right now.
Well, that's good.
Stands to win 500. He said he might consider retirement.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather win 500 and then just keep building on that instead of one shot 5,000?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, let's go. It looks beautiful there, though, today, man.
I want to go to the Masters sometime.
Arnold, you will never be better than us and go to the Masters.
He actually might.
I want to have a pork missile and a $5 beer.
Guys, can we stop seeing the stupid-ass menu? We get it. Corn dogs, suck them down for $2. You can get a glizzy for $1. You can get a missile for $4. You can get a pigs in a blanket with a suck-down cheese sauce for $5. We understand prices are low.
We understand they keep the same prices every time at the Masters. They have not changed the prices for hot dogs, beers, Cokes, whatever, peanuts. I don't know what all they sell. But they've kept them the same price for the last 50 years. Every year, we do not need the same freaking story.
How much is a condom?
Arnold, shut up! Why would you be buying one of those at the Masters?
You had to buy those across the street.
All right, we got to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin Raymundo. I'm from the north, Michigan to be exact. I'm an alpha male. Live on the north side of Nashville now. From the north, live on the north. Very interesting how that worked out in life. Everything comes full circle. We do have crops. We're ranchers. We're farmers. Still planting Sizzin. Hopefully it'll be harvest Sizzin. I believe that's in the fall. And then it'll be after summer Sizzin. And then hopefully it'll be a good haul, man. Over to you.
Homa on and two on the par five.
Thought you said something else.
Nope. But it's going to be a long putt. And I got to say, what year is 2024, right?
I don't know, man. I just got an email from Scuba Steve. He said something. He's screwing up his dates. He said Lady A came in October of 2024. So Scuba, I guess, is 5 months ahead of the rest of the world.
That's pretty impressive.
I know.
That is real impressive.
Holy shit, dude.
Now, my question is, why can we not just have the entire Masters on TV? Why is it not 2024 where I can just turn on the TV and watch the Masters when it starts on Thursday morning and watch it all day Thursday? Friday morning it starts, I can just watch it on TV. Why do I have to go to themasters.com, click on a couple of squares, download, just put it all on TV?
It was on for me yesterday late.
Late. But I'm saying is it doesn't start till what, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time. So everybody that tees off in the morning, you don't get to see them golf. This is the biggest tournament of the year.
But they're driving Rev to the website. Revenue, right?
I understand, but why make it more difficult to consume your product?
Whoa, we are using business terms. Ray, what's the ROI? You know what I'm saying? You accrue.
I had to get out the wife's computer, go to the website, connect it to the TV, put it on the TV so I could watch some of the golf. It was so annoying.
And it's also clear your search histories, buddies. I learned that the hard way. Pulled up the old laptop on the TV. Whoa, why was that on there? I did not go to that website. What is it? Masters.com. Sorry to see that, Baser.
You went to masterblasters.com.
Ray, you don't want to finger thumb that website address wrong.
But let me tell you, dude, Spieth sucks. Remember when Spieth was good at golf? Dustin Johnson. Remember when he was relevant?
He sucked.
Hey, go over to Live and live your best life, but you are terrible at golf. God, dude is awful.
What about Freddie Couples, man? They let you out of the nursing home?
That's
a low blow.
Can I say, I do like to see the old guy out there competing.
I know.
I mean, he's not going to win. He's not very good. He's old. He can't hit it as far. I get it. But it is still pretty cool how he sits there and he lines it up and he takes it real serious and he makes a putt and he waves to the crowd. I'm like, man, I kind of like seeing that dude there.
Does he play from the same tees?
Yeah.
Okay. So that actually is pretty impressive then.
Yeah.
In Vegas, it was spot on. They had him at plus 50,000. I mean, you put $1 down, you'd have been a millionaire. Essentially, yeah. $5 down.
Yeah.
And he's playing like that.
Yeah, and I enter those, you know, golf pools where you pick 5 golfers, different tiers, whatever.
No, man, you don't strike me as the guy that does squares, winners, a bracket.
Yeah, it's like with a bunch of buddies. And so, of course, I have Brooks Koepka sucking.
Is he plus?
Yeah, he is plus. Hideki Matsuyama plus 4. Like, what the hell are you doing, guys?
See,
Matsuyama, I thought you were playing so well.
Both of those surprised me. Matsuyama's been hotter than shit.
He's been great.
And you and me saw Koepka yesterday or a day before hitting driving range balls.
Oh my!
He was pinpoint.
Pinpoint. Everyone, 200 yards. The ground starts suck.
Yeah,
suck.
It's looking like DeChambeau, Scheffler. Trending in that direction. I don't care who wins. I got flyers out, but it'll be a good one. It's great to see these guys golfing again. We get to see Tiger. I haven't seen DeChambeau hit a golf ball in 8 months.
I still haven't, because you know why? You couldn't see him on yesterday because he was the early round, so you didn't see him on TV. Still haven't seen DeChambeau hit it.
Well, you know you can go on YouTube and see every one of his hits.
Yeah, I'm not really into that. I like to watch it live. I don't want to watch a replay. Highlights if I can, but I didn't see any highlights last night. But I will say.
Yeah, they probably don't have exclusive rights to show him on ESPN.
Tiger looked fine yesterday morning.
He was minus 1.
This morning, dude, he looks like he's been in 3 car wrecks.
Low blow.
Like, I get it because you have all day to get warmed up yesterday. You haven't played any golf. You stretch a lot. This morning, he had to be out there at the butt crack of dawn, and I was watching him, dude. He wasn't moving as well. He didn't look as loose. He didn't look like he could twist and turn, and the walk looked a little bit like labored more than yesterday. I think Tiger's only going to play the Masters and the Majors, and that's probably it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And us, dude, remember, you always get ambitious and make an early tee time with your boys.
Oh, my God.
On a Saturday.
Oh, so stupid.
The worst idea, because you love golf. We love golf at 1 p.m. We love it at 4 p.m. But wait until you get so ambitious you plug one for 7 a.m. like me and Justin did one time.
Homa missed the eagle putt. He's now got about a 7-footer for birdie.
Justin will be happy. And me and Justin are out there with a guy named Jimmy who doesn't crack a smile or drink anything in his coffee. and you'll realize that maybe golf isn't the best at 7 a.m. It's more of a time of day sport.
Golf is very dependent on when you book that tee time. Because when you have to wake up before the sun is out to get there, and you're like one of the first few people, and you got the dew on the ground, and your cold shoes get all wet because it's kind of wet.
Swamp sneakers.
Not as enjoyable, but the one good thing is the pace of play is you can fly through a round because there's no one stopping you.
That's right.
It's not too crowded. It's just the fact that you got up super early to get there. Tiger Woods plus one putting for birdie on the par five second in the second round. He's bending down. Oh, man, I don't know if he's going to be able to get back up.
What are you, Stuart Scott?
Oh, he's back up. No, I'm Shane Bacon. I don't know if you've been listening, but I'm going to tell you. I want to give a shout-out to Shane Bacon from Longview, Texas. No, actually, Marshall, Texas. Sorry.
Nailed it.
Got confused there. Marshall, Texas. Dude is phenomenal. I was watching him online yesterday, and he was doing the broadcasting with, I don't know who else he was with, but they were pretty funny. They talked to, like, regular dudes, and they're like, ooh, if you had that on your bingo card, or you know what I mean? Like, they would compliment him and be like, well, that was a terrible shot. What was he thinking? You know, it's not more like, it's not, oh, Tiger! Oh!
So who,
left it in short.
Who was good?
Shane Bacon. He's the announcer.
Who gives a shit? Oh, sorry.
Well, someone's going to have to replace Vern Lundquist. Vern is retiring after this year. And did I tell you I met Vern Lundquist?
Wait, does Vern do the Masters or is that Nance? It's Sunday at Augusta.
Well, Nance is he still doing the Masters?
Dude, I'm telling you, with all these different streaming services. And
that's
shit,
what I'm saying. I don't
and my
know
wife's
who...
playing a podcast. I got most stuff on mute. Until I'm in my car that I'm listening to podcasts, I don't really know the voices of events anymore.
Well, I tried to turn it on the TV yesterday on ESPN, and they were like,
"Oh, don't do that. That's going to be Scott Van Pelt jacking it off with Phil Nance."
They were like, "Welcome to the Masters." I'm like, "All right, great." And they're interviewing Troy Aikman. I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't care about Troy Aikman. Can I get to the golf? Like, when are we going to get to the golf?
Did you see Jelly Roll in Butler Cabin?
What?
I don't know if it was a fake picture or something. Dodd sent it to me. It was Jelly Roll, Scott Van Pelt, and Phil Sims or Jim Nance. Why does Jelly Roll get in the cabin?
You got to be kidding.
And people said, wrong captions only. And somebody said, two guys that are addicted to Percocet and their dealer. Why is Jelly Roll in Butler Cabin?
That is badass if he is. But so I'm watching, and they're interviewing Troy Aikman, right? And I'm like, all right, cool, cool. And they go to commercial. I'm like, well, okay, they did an interview. Didn't show me 1 second of golf. Cool, all right.
Go Cowboys.
Let me sit here. And he's talking about how it's just great, his second career. He has a good team around him, just like when he played for the Cowboys.
They talked Cowboys?
Well, he was talking about his announcing career. He's like, you know, they're like, all right, we'll be right back after this. I'm like, all right, cool, cool.
Man, the Cowboys.
Let's watch some golf. And they come back from commercial. And they're doing a piece on Vern Lundquist.
Yeah, here's Amanda Quiñones. She's got her hand out, snapping them.
And I'm like, well, wait, is Vern retiring? I don't really. And they're showing him from back in the day. And I'm like, I've met that dude before. That's kind of crazy. I was at a charity event in Austin, and this dude is sitting in a chair waiting for the charity event to start, like outside. And I was like, me and this dude, John, are like, dude.
Madani?
No, John Hale. And we looked at each other and we're like, dude. That looks just like Vern Lundquist. That's freaking crazy. 30 minutes later, I go to him. I said, John, I asked. That's Vern Lundquist.
Yeah.
And so me and John went and talked to him, and we were like, dude, you are amazing. I mean, it's so freaking cool to meet you. Shook his hand. I don't remember if we got a pic. If we did, John never sent it to me. Then we walked away.
Man. You always remember those when you don't get the pic.
Yeah.
Not always get the pic.
So anyway, they were doing a piece on Vern Lundquist. And I'm like, okay. And they get done with the little piece on Vern Lundquist. I'm like, all right, now they're going to show me some golf. They're like, we'll be right back.
A man walked to Augusta. That report, next. What about some golf?
Well, that's the problem. So then I look at the guide, and it says, welcome to the lead up to Augusta. And I'm like, oh, so they're not sure. That's when I found out that the whole thing is not on TV, and I had to go online to watch until they went live on TV. And I was like, why can it not just be on TV? Why did they not? They had me tricked because they were sitting there doing interviews. So I'm thinking, oh, there must not be a lot of players on the course right now. Or there's no action. I don't know. But damn, I wasted 20 minutes watching two pieces. Troy Aikman, Vern Lundquist, saw no golf.
Well, props to them. They have quite the technology. You can see every shot from every guy on Masters.com. Hate to promote the site we're criticizing.
No. But I just don't like
it. So if you wanted to see Homa, you would just click on it. It shows every shot of his.
But not live.
5 seconds behind. But you can also then click and watch live.
Oh, it says my group. Who is my group?
They have their feature groups. You can maybe do select players.
Oh, maybe I can select players I want to be in that group?
But yeah, unless your laptop's banging, you got a new Apple rocking. I mean, dude, it sucks. I want it on TV.
I just want it on TV. I don't want to have to have the computer plugged into the TV. I don't want to have to go to download an app, pay for it, Paramount Plus.
I bet they have a damn app. I bet they have an app on the TV you can click in and just watch the whole thing. I guarantee I'll figure it out today.
Well, I know Paramount Plus had some. If you went to Paramount Plus, you could do it.
I'm thinking Masters has an app because now TVs are all about apps. And then you just click on that app, and then you'll go to it and see it.
Right.
There's no way Masters wants you to stream it from your computer onto the TV. That can't
be. You're probably
right. That can't be it.
They probably have to have an app.
Yeah.
And my question is, wouldn't they just make more money? Shouldn't ESPN just pony up the money to say, hey, we'll have it on all freaking day? They would make so much. I mean, it would be so much easier. You would get higher ratings. More people would watch it. Instead of me, click through here. Click on this group. Click on that. God. But it was good. Shane Bacon, he did a great job.
I hate, man, all the years I missed. I didn't watch the Masters until I was fucking late in life, dude. I missed 20 years of Masters.
No, my roommate John Hodges, he's the one that got me into it in college. He was a golf fanatic. He was really good at golf. And he was the one that got me into golf. His favorite golfer was David Duval.
Hey, man, let me see that putter.
And it was cool when Tiger Woods was coming up to the first tee yesterday, and he hits it, and then he's walking, and I'm pretty sure Shane Bacon says, man, we got to appreciate this because Tiger's not going to do this for the rest of our lives. We're not going to get to see Tiger tee it up here at Augusta. So we enjoy it the few last times we get to see it. That sound is so good.
Into the woods.
No, he hit it in the fairway.
Oh. And also, his logo sucks.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Go back to Nike.
Oh!
It looks like a skinned puma. I mean,
it does.
It doesn't sit right.
It doesn't.
Phil's is bad. Phil's is himself.
I don't even know what Phil's is.
His is himself raising his arms up.
I don't even know if they showed Phil on TV yesterday.
Phil's about even, isn't he?
I don't know. They didn't show him one time. But I will say, Jason Day, whatever clothing sponsor he has, it makes him look like he weighs 400 pounds. The bag, the pants are like balloon pants.
Right, but the balloon pants are popular.
Oh, they're back in?
In L.A., not on the golf course.
And the shirt he was wearing, it was just like a weird, I don't know. Maybe he has gained weight, maybe he's, and so that's why he's wearing the puffiness.
Ray, we are all carrying it a little bit more now.
But I am just saying, the Jason Day clothing, it was not my style. I didn't understand it.
Of all the golf to be seen, and you were assessing the clothing.
Well, they were the featured group, man.
Yeah.
You just commented on Tiger's logo.
I've been telling Justin all day, go with the guy that has more letters in his name than nutsacks. On. Byun Young On. Guy's hotter than shit, man. Watch out. Watch out for him on Sundays. He may be the one to watch. And also, remember, there's regression. So you saw DeChambeau.
So he's going to have a bad day today. He can't keep
right.
it up.
I hate to have a better adjective
oh,
than
dang,
shit.
Oh, dang. Some game. Pavon is doing great. Cam Young is great.
Hold on. Just stand down for a second. So DeChambeau, hotter than shit, okay? He's going to regress. I'm telling you, this is how golf works. Also, Scheffler, he's going to regress. He's hotter than shit, you know? So then you're going to have all these guys bunched up. That's when you want the Byung Young Ons. You got McIlroy, he's in the hunt. Spieth, he's sold. Kepka is sold as well. So I'm telling you, it's not going to be the Masters. What it does is it brings.
Poston is plus +4 through number 6, just so you know.
Well, he's tough to predict, and it's a long shot, and that's why it's a flyer. But what I'm saying about the Masters is I believe it'll be a close tournament, and don't get too high on the guys that are in the lead right now. If your guy's in the middle at the Masters, I think he's fine. Perfect. Right now, if you got a guy at -1, I know everybody's in pools, -1, -2, -3, you're perfect. Because those guys aren't going to go up to too much of a more of a lead.
Where is Kepka, dude?
He's in the pluses, so you got to scroll down.
Well, I mean, I'm scrolling. I don't see him anymore.
Yeah, he was doing too many of those firecrackers on his wife's tits. Dude, he wasn't playing enough golf.
Yeah, I mean,
check the video.
I thought Koepka was going to be awesome, and he is. I don't even see him on. Oh, there he is. He's at zero. He's at even.
But also, it doesn't bode well. I root for my friends to make money, but Justin is just blowing me. Here we go. Can we do text from Justin?
Yeah.
One, two,
three, right after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Justin, joining the pod. Let's hear it.
The reason I root for Justin on this is because it's about money. It's not about a favorite team. Favorite team, don't care. I root against friends.
And my
team.
Updates are going to be coming few and far between because my battery on my computer has just flashed to low. I am at 10%, so I got 10%, and then you will have no more Masters talk from me.
This is what I'm getting from Justin. This isn't going to be an interesting segment. Drive your car. If you're a truck driver,
hit it.
Do something. Honk your horn. Homa, 5-under through 16. First round carryover. Thanks. Respectfully. And then I said what I already told you. Always pick a guy with less letters in his name than nutsacks. On. Thanks. And he said...
Wait, no. That's not even accurate. Because he
isn't.
Only has one nutsack. He has two letters.
I know. I should have worded that differently.
Yeah.
Because there's something to be said about a guy with a really short last name. You know what I'm saying? It's unique.
Yeah, DeChambeau, pretty short. Like Scheffler, short.
On might be the shortest last name in the history of history.
Homa, it's -6 through 3.
Short last name.
Yeah. Pavon, short last name. He is -4 through 4.
And so here we go. Back to text with Justin. He said, make it 6-under respectively. And I said, how much you stand to win, or I'm not even talking about this. And then that's when he said $550. It was a free $10 bet. Had to take a flyer. He got him at 55-1, now at 900-1. And I said, that's actually impressive, respectfully.
Wait. It was at 55-1, now it's at 900-1. I don't think it went down.
It was at 5,500.
Thank you.
To one, now it's 900-1. And then he goes, just bogeyed 18, though. And I said, great, I'm working, thanks. And he said, so am I, respectfully. This was this morning. Then I sent a picture of my monitor. I finally figured out how to pull it up on the website.
I watched it all morning.
And I said, the Masters has made it. Delete all that. I said, the Masters has made its way over live radio. My bad, bosses. My bad. And Justin said, yes, I just notified Robert Bodes of this. But he's all in on Homa. So
I mean, Homa never – he's playing well. Okay. It's fun. Listen, it is awesome to see. The Masters is so freaking fun.
It's good.
I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving every minute.
The segment. That was
Text with Justin. Oh, I thought it was from Justin.
Probably as a radio guy, we should record those and I could just click them so we never have to say them.
No, because you know what you always say? I can't find it.
No, people are trying to sabotage us. Because I had clips. Remember Simon Leviev?
Yeah.
They've all been deleted. There's one left. This is the only one that's up here.
Hi, coaches. Here's Simon Leviev. I hope you're doing well.
Or I got mad at Eddie and deleted them all.
Can you find them? Like, would they be in the system?
Well, they archive it, then they delete forever.
Can you search it, see if it's in there?
What would they have been titled?
I don't know.
Here, I'll
Private Jet.
Here you go.
I hop in with my private jet.
They'll all be in the same order, so I'm going to search Simon, and I'll tell you if they've been deleted or
oh,
not.
Oh, man. Come on. Do it.
So.
Oh, God. Because they're going to be in the same number. The cart number is going to be the same. It's going to be...
I had no idea you knew this much about radio.
So, the cart number and then the 001, 002.
Hi, coaches. Here is Simon Leviev. I hope you're doing well.
Okay.
How you do, guys? I'm in big trouble. Listen, my enemy is Bovada. I put a dollar on it because Ray said to look it up. Now they want me. They want me. They want me to take it to the bank. Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend, and we'll hang up. And listen, sore losers nation for life.
Okay.
Right. It's saved forever.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, I was able to search it.
Thank you.
I drug it over. We are good.
Thank you.
We're good.
But we had to cut that back up into.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get Arnold on it.
No, I'm not doing it. It's the freaking weekend. Ready to have see some fun.
Okay.
Next segment, Coach. Let's segue, man. Hell of a silent segue.
No. We're going to go to an email.
Oh. Let me hit. Arnold, hit that for me.
Okay. I hit it with my dick.
Hey, coachers, longtime listener. I know we can't meet up anymore considering the last guy that came in. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm reaching out because I'm coming down in May for a bachelor trip, and I was wondering what there was to do outside of Broadway. Like I said, I've been listening to the big show since I was 17. I'm 27 now. I have been listening to you guys since you started. I'm a silent listener, but probably have heard every show. I'm not a trucker.
I sent one text message.
But I am a drywaller. That's not a drywaller. Please let me know, Nathaniel Coombs.
Let me tell you, Nathaniel, Nashville's a great city. Lunch and I just went to 5th and B. It's the Assembly Food
That's
Hall.
Still Broadway. He said outside of Broadway. Hey, let me tell you, man, it's not bachelor party, but the listening room is phenomenal. The listening room is great.
So what you get there is songwriters that'll play the songs, and it's quiet. It's more of a sit-down. They have food. You can have a couple drinks. And it's just, I mean, dude, sometimes Casey Musgraves will show up.
Yeah. It's a great place. But you got to buy your tickets in advance. Listening room would be my suggestion. I don't know what else you're looking for. But I don't know why, Nathaniel, I mean, maybe.
Whiskey tour.
In Jack Kentucky?
Jack Daniels.
Well, that's like an hour and a half. I mean, that's not even close.
Sit outside of Broadway. How far? Florida? You want to go to the coast?
Alabama's got some great beaches. 30A, I mean, it's really good.
You recommend him another place?
Hey, Tunica's only 3.5 hours away, man. Hey, you can drive right up the road and go to the Mint right there. Yeah, right over in Kentucky.
Holy hell, that's actually a good idea for this weekend.
Oh, what did you got going this weekend?
Nothing. What we realize is if you don't have hired help, and I don't know if you do or you don't. Like a cleaner, a butler, stuff like that.
Yeah, I got a butler, man. Yeah.
He's all like sloppily dressed.
The hell
dressed.
Is, yeah, I mean, have you seen my house? You want me to take a video of my house and you tell me what butler? Is a butler that someone that cooks? No.
Some of these shows I watch on Broadway.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They have a butler. But
Southern Charm, the one lady.
Does a butler do it all?
Yeah, she's like a Vanderbilt or something, Patricia. But yes, a butler makes their drinks. Does their laundry, gets them food, helps them get up ready in the morning.
Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching Amazing Race last night. I'm one episode behind, but I want to know what happened, like, why we've gone back to.
How did you just jump from that, from me saying what I was going to do this weekend?
Well, you started talking about reality shows.
Jump to Amazing Race. Just let me say this one thing. It's so important. Me and Baser just realized if you don't have hired help, I mean, pretty much every day and then in the weekend, you really got to clean and do something to your house,
dude,
or it's going to fall apart.
I don't even know. Here's the thing. You're 100% right. I don't know when is the right time to clean the house because I get done with work, you know, and everybody's like, oh, your job's so easy, but you're still tired after talking and being on for 4, 5, 6 hours, you know, whatever, you know, and then we do this podcast. So you're tired. So you go home.
Honey, I'm not on. No jokes.
And you want to relax. But that's your time that you're supposed to be cleaning because the kids aren't there.
Mm.
You have a couple hour window when the kids aren't home to clean, because you can't clean when the kids are there, but then because you want to play with them. You want to have fun and enjoy them and run around. So, it's not going to get clean then. The weekends, you sure as hell ain't cleaning because the kids are home all the time and it's just trying to stay alive and survive, and they want to play this and play that and do this and go here and go there and go birthday party and take can't do it then. So when the hell do you clean?
So on the weekend, you're just trying to survive in advance, just like the March Madness tournament?
Well, because you have to keep it on schedule because you got, you got a birthday party over here. We're going to go to the park at this time. We're meeting these people to go eat at this time.
Honey, I'm in my bunker.
It's
on the couch. Bring me some more silver bullets.
It's a lot of chaos, man.
More ammo.
It's a lot of chaos. And then, like, yesterday, one of the kids was sick. The youngest was sick, so he stayed home. And I put him down for a nap. And I go back to doing whatever I'm doing, watching the Masters or whatever. And after his nap, he comes upstairs. And he's like, I sleep in brother's bed. I'm like, what?
Translation?
And he goes, I sleep in brother's bed. And I accidentally pee-pee. Because I took his diaper off because I'm trying to teach him how to go pee in the potty. And so I was like, hey, you're going to not have a diaper on during nap. Just don't pee. Just don't pee until I wake you up.
You got to put down some tarp, man, some Ziplocs.
Well, I'm like, you got in your brother's bed? I go down there. Sure enough, he had climbed out of his crib and climbed up the bunk bed to his brother's bed.
Smart. In case he waterfalled, bro's got to deal with it.
Slept. Pissed all up in his brother's bed.
It sounds like college, man.
But what was crazy is it was just like a little drop of pee where he was sleeping, and I think that's what woke him up, and he was like, oh, no, I got to pee. And then as he was getting out of the bed, like right at the edge of the bed, he peed all over the bed.
What is it, a crime scene?
It was, and I was like, damn. So I had to wash it, and so
I did a chalk outline, honey.
So it was still in the dryer when the older one got home yesterday, and he's like, why'd you wash my sheets again? Because I had washed them the day before because it was just time to wash them. And I was like,
now you're an accessory to the crime.
I said, I didn't realize they'd already been washed. And he's like, oh, okay. Because I couldn't tell him.
You played the dumb card. Instead of telling him what happened, now he's like, my dad's a fucking idiot.
Because you can't. You can't tell him that his younger brother pissed in his bed because it would have been all hell break loose.
Mommy, dad washed blankets twice in a row. How fucking dumb is he?
Yeah, and that's like my 4-year-old. He, the other day, comes up to me and he's like, Dada, I need to get new underwear. This underwear's too tight.
You want to try on my whiteys?
It doesn't fit anymore. It hurts to wear these.
Did you drop, boy?
And I look down. And he's got a
woman's thong on?
No. He's got a tent. And I said,
well, time to have the conversation with him.
I looked at him and he goes, Dad, I mean, these underwear aren't going to work anymore. They hurt. They hurt.
And Coach, I stopped him. Stop.
And I said, stop your story. No. I was like, here, we'll just take the underwear off and we'll try it again in a few minutes. And about 10 minutes later, it's fine. Underwear fit.
Okay. You want to try your dad's on?
No, but anyway, back to Nathaniel's email. Nathaniel, maybe we can come have you on the pod, dude. Maybe you want to come in on the pod. Let us know when you're coming.
Nah, well, Clay and Buck will be here that weekend.
It didn't even say when.
Dude, can you imagine lining it up where we would have somebody come in here with security with our morning show schedule? Never in a million years would you be able to, within a 30-minute time frame, I guarantee you wouldn't be able to figure it out.
I just said we may be able to work it out. If it's his, I mean, what if it's his bachelor party? Maybe that's his dream come true.
Dude, you remember on the Bone Show back in the day when we used to let bachelorette parties come to the morning show?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And they'd be drinking mimosas?
Yeah. That wouldn't happen anymore. But anyway, back to the Amazing Race.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
So I want to know what happened to the Amazing Race. Why are we not doing city to city where they're running through airports?
Wait, they're not?
No, there's no airports. There's no flights. It's been such a weird season where, and they're going back to the three teams are leaving the first group. The second set of three teams leave 15 minutes after them. I want them to leave when they arrive. Like, if you arrived at 9:15 p.m., you leave at 9:15 a.m., and if the other team was 45 minutes behind you, they're still 45 minutes behind you. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I haven't watched. Dude, I was watching it. I was actually addicted to it in college.
It's so good.
I bought about 12 seasons bootlegged and watched them all. So I was heavily addicted. A lot of people to alcohol in college. Me was Amazing Race and Big Brother. Let me say this. Are we realizing that Amazing Race maybe back in the day, I hate to say it, was a little fake? You're telling me these teams just roll up to the airport and there's only two spots left on the plane? Oh, there's one spot. One more team can get on this spot.
I think Amazing Race did that on purpose, where they would make it difficult and they would reserve. They had already paid for the three flights and knew the first three teams to get there.
So that is kind of fake. They didn't tell us that. We just thought
they were but the teams didn't know that. They didn't know. They just said there's only a few. There's a certain amount of seats left on the first plane. You got to get there.
So that maybe isn't fake. It's just something they didn't tell. They didn't tell us that third wall.
Right. They had, because
you now that makes sense.
You can't take the chance of just random strangers buying those plane tickets and then them
Dude,
not.
I thought it was going to be a couple kids wanted to party for a weekend in Belarus and they took the flights of the Amazing Race people.
Right.
But that wouldn't happen.
I don't think that could happen.
Got it.
But what I'm saying is this season, we've been in Medellin, Colombia for like 2.5 episodes.
See, what sucks, if they're not showing the airports, that was the best part.
It's the best part. You have to make the decision.
Because airports breed running, a frantic, frenzied way of life, and it's led to fights now, terribly and sadly now in today's society. But Amazing Race is the one that created that frantic nature at the airport.
And if you have the decision, oh my gosh, do I take a flight that leaves an hour later but it's direct, or do I take, and I'm going to get there an hour later, or do I take the earlier flight that has a connector and I'm going to beat them by 2 hours?
And let me say this.
More chances for a delay.
Have you had it where you've had to run in the airport?
Yes.
Okay, we all say
100%.
It's happened to me on vacations, because sometimes we'll have a tight connecting and you have no choice about it. Usually Baser spreads it out. She never wants us to have a tight connection. But vacation, sometimes we don't have another choice in the matter. But there are those times when you have to run through an airport and you kind of tell yourself, I hate that. Dude, how much adrenaline and how kind of awesome is it when you're running through an airport trying to catch your flight?
It's pretty fun.
And that's Amazing Race.
That is so fun.
Like, your Baser kind of is actually embarrassed by it. Dude, I think it's badass when you have to run through the airport.
I think it's fun. My wife hates it. She is one that wants to be there 2 hours early, and I am more
How
of a-
funny would it be if we did a fake, if we did a flight somewhere together? It was already planned. So say we're going on a work, iHeart Austin.
Got it. When Coming up May 4th, get your tickets, iHeartRadio.com. I don't even know where you get them.
When you and me get into the Nashville airport, we fake like we're in a hurry and we're on Amazing Race. So we have to run through the airport and see, you know, whoever gets there first or whatever. But it's
love
a fake
it.
Amazing Race.
I love it. Or we start out, me and you start out at the station and we have to take separate ways to get there. We have to, you just say, on your mark, get set, go, and whoever gets to the gate first wins.
Bro, when I was in Chicago going to school, I organized it with South Beach. I guess I didn't even know Billy then. And my friends, we had three teams of two, and we raced through Chicago and had to take pictures of monuments, and whoever made it first won the game.
Dude.
It was the coolest thing I've ever done.
One of the guys on this season, he is with on there with his mom, and I don't know how his mom, like, it's amazing, like, that she can do any of it. She doesn't even have a pack. He carries it all. And he's this skinny, nerdy dude, like real nerd. He used to host Amazing Races in his city. He would put them together and he would call for teams of two to show up at like the supermarket. And he'd be like, now you're going to race throughout the city. Your journey starts now. Good luck and go. And he would do just like Phil. And then these teams, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Dude, we rode the
Max
train.
Max Homa in first, minus seven.
We rode the train to Chicago. And once you got off the train, that's when it started. And you had to take a picture of Wrigley. You had to take a Buckingham Fountain and a picture of the United Center. And then meet. And the final was at Buckingham Fountain. You had to do Buckingham Fountain last. And then, dude, I don't think I won. It came down to it where one buddy was getting out of a taxi.
See?
And, dude, it was pretty lit.
That is so
for
fun.
Us just planning it.
Dude, next convention, dude.
We do an Amazing Race?
We do an Amazing Race wherever we have it. And at the end is a cash prize of $500.
That would be fun. But we then, get, I mean that you got people drinking on Broadway. That they're at least contained. This way we're going to send out the sore losers all over a city.
Yeah, for $500?
I think you got to kind of contain them like animals. Why do you think we planned all our stuff right on Broadway so that we could keep our hands around them? If we let them expand to West, there was no way we'd have control of the nation. Don't you realize we controlled the nation that whole weekend? None of them went to jail. None of them pulled a Wallen and threw a chair off of a rooftop.
And you called it.
We controlled
it. We called it tourist attraction now. People are going to see the chair. We called it on this pod.
I saw the dude carrying it back up. It was just one bent leg on it.
Yeah.
So it definitely still operates.
So, yeah, those are just my questions about Amazing Race. Nothing to do with the podcast. I have no idea. It was just a random thought when you said Housewives, it made me think of reality TV. And no one probably cares because I don't think a lot of people watch Amazing Race anymore. But I do. I still love it. And we'll take a break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Yeah, that's 36, not 26.
And not saying that it's, you never should yell at your wife or your girlfriend. You should never hit a woman.
Okay.
You should never yell at her.
You should never hit a man either. You hear that, right, ladies? That happens.
But dude, sometimes when the yelling would happen on the Amazing Race, when a dude would yell at his chick,
dude,
or a chick would yell at, actually there was a couple where the girl, maybe like season 4, she always yelled at her guy. Dude, that's the funniest parts of it.
Dude, there was
when
one.
You're on a trip with your wife and you're in public and your wife yells at you, dude, it's kind of funny. Because you're confused. Dude, there's nothing funnier than that when your wife yells at you on a trip and you're like in a stressful situation. That's real life.
Yes, that's there was a season. The dude's name, I think his wife's name was Victoria. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to look him up. He screamed at her the entire time. And she would cry on the mat like every time. And it was so uncomfortable to watch, but it was so entertaining. I am Victoria, Amazing Race, yelling husband. Let's see if that's his name. Jonathan of Amazing Race says, I'm not an abusive husband. Despite a reprimand from the producers. This is back in 2004, man.
Saw that one probably.
That's it. There he is. I nailed it. That's the guy.
Wow.
Let's see what his name, what her name is. Jonathan Baker isn't a reality villain. He just plays one on TV. So claims the Amazing Race contestant who insists he's not an abusive husband. He seems to be on the reality program. Wow.
Dude, do you want to make your chick mad when you're going on a vacation? Oh, if you, that's actually an actual TikTok. That's what gave me the idea. Where the family fakes like the one kid lost his passport.
No.
And the dad flips out.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you could easily pull it. If you filibuster, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. I don't know anything you're talking about. I mean, he would lose. There's one time. Her name was Victoria. I told you. I remember the stupidest things ever. That's like one time my wife and I, we were going to Puerto Rico for vacation.
Dang, Rich Rich.
Yeah. And I told her our flight was at like 8:30 a.m. and she was like, listen, we need to get to the airport 2 hours or this before TSA pre-check, I think. And she was like, you don't understand how many business travelers travel on a weekday morning. And I said, there is no way there's that many people for an 8:30 a.m. flight. And so I won the argument and we showed up at 7:30 and the line was out the airport. The line was out the airport and I was just like, oh my God, we're going to miss our flight. And it's all my fault. It's all my fault. We're going to miss a flight. It's my fault. And I am feeling terrible. Terrible. And she is so pissed. And I had to beg people in line to let us through, to go through the security.
Pay them?
No, I was just like, oh my God, we're going to miss our flight. Oh my God, we're going to miss our flight. We're going to Puerto Rico. I mean, it's my fault. And they let us through. And then the flight was delayed, so we had plenty of time.
People are passing you. You're just chilling with a drink.
I had a beer in my hand. I'm like, and they're like, you told me you had. And I was like, hey, delayed, man, delayed, delayed, delayed. But we made the flight, but that was the one time. I missed a flight. I've missed multiple flights. I missed the flight coming back from Chicago after my grandma's funeral. My mom and I, we just got there too late at the airport, Chicago Airport O'Hare, man. It's a monster.
That one, dude, there's the getting late feeling, but then there's also I drop my sister and Boomer off, and they go, yeah, you got us here 2 hours early. There's no line whatsoever.
That's, and I
bro,
hate.
I thought there'd be an Easter line. I'm sorry.
I agree. I hate the sitting there in an airport. Dude, like, there is nothing worse than being in an airport for multiple hours.
Your boy had him there about 2 hours and 45 minutes before their flight.
Of course you did.
Here you go. Here's his video.
What is this?
It's from 10 months ago.
Got it.
The kid fakes like he lost his passport. The dad loses it.
Go.
Where's the play button? Yes.
What time's our flight?
4:15. It takes some time.
Do you not have your passport?
I hope you're f***ing kidding me. Okay, that's funny.
You can't give it to him. Don't give him that.
That's good.
Dude, dad's reaction. Are you kidding me?
That's playing with people's emotions, dude. That is a hypersensitive time because you're so, like, everything rides on that. It's sort of like when I told the guy there was no the waterfall ran out of water. That's what you went there for, and he was just like, did you hear that? The water falls out of water, and I look at, gotcha. And I mean, it's just like, it's those moments you can't help it.
And you're always so stressed, probably dude's stressed trying to find the waterfall, so stressed at the airport. That's the perfect time to get somebody when they're that vulnerable.
Dude, my kids, they get me all the time.
Really?
My Funny? Five-year-old. My five-year-old.
With passport?
Not passport. We'll be somewhere.
Dad, I lost my... You don't need it.
And he'll come up and be like, Dad, I had a pee accident. And I was like, I just asked you if you had to go to the bathroom and you said you didn't.
Hilarious.
And he's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, let's go. And he goes, just joking.
Got
and
him.
I'm like, God.
Got him.
I'm like, that's not funny. Like, it's not funny.
Dude, that's great.
Or, I mean, just any, they do it all the time. Like, I mean, different little activities. Like, well, I'll be like, do you need to do this? No. Oh, Dad, I lost my shoe. What? Yeah, I threw it out the window when we're driving. And I'm like, you did what?
Are you f***ing serious?
And I go, do we need to pull over? No, just joking, Dada. Because I can't see. Like, I can't see if they have their shoe or not. And the window is down.
That's good old-fashioned humor right there.
I mean, it's so, like, God, it gets you, too, as a parent. You're like, mother. All right, never mind. You got me. You got me. Oh, what are we watching?
See, I don't think it's live soccer. We got Masters on, we got live soccer, but they keep showing highlights.
Yeah, I don't think this is live.
No.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, man.
Great talk.
Yeah.
Just Masters. I'm telling you, look, dude, everybody's
falling. Masters, Baser wants to do a little bit of cleaning. Justin wanted to go play golf with Angelina.
Jason Day +3, Weir +4, Adam Scott +4, Justin Rose +5, Poston +5, M +5. I think I have him.
But
Hodges +6. Murray +7. Oh my God.
But hey, I explained to Justin, I can't go play golf for 5 hours. Laura Baser works at home. So she doesn't see anybody really all week. So on the weekends, if I leave for a huge chunk of the day, it's just not right.
Yeah. I just wanted to inform you that Monday there will be no podcast. I want to apologize in advance.
Thanks for telling me second.
Well, I wanted to break it to you because there is a person that I try to maintain a friendship with.
I got a divorce.
No, not my wife. It's Random Kid Cody. He works overnights. And so I have not seen Random Kid Cody since his second child was born. And he is able to get together on Monday afternoon because he doesn't have to work Monday night because he has meetings on Tuesday. So Random Kid Cody and I are hitting the golf course on Monday afternoon at 12:45. If we get done early enough, I can maybe do a quick pod, but I need to maintain the friendship. So I'm just being honest. I'm not going to tell you I have an appointment or anything like that. It's just trying to maintain a friendship. So yes,
I'm getting a job. I have a job interview. Oh, I had COVID.
No, that was my wife. I said she. Well, that was so dumb. They told me I couldn't say the word COVID.
We got doing a live podcast for CMA. Lunch comes on the video screen, dude. It looked like you'd been you had been the night sweats. You'd sucked off a glizzy, and half of it was still on your face. And then you went live on the broadcast screen and did a live podcast with us, Eric Decker. You looked like you just woke up, dude. It looked like you had COVID.
I understand that. I
guys, I had a job interview with my wife. What?
It wasn't my.
Was it at the COVID factory? Because, Coach, you look like you got the novel coronavirus.
I understand.
Oh, wait, you do.
I still don't understand why I couldn't say I just had COVID.
Dude, they were all figuring out just like we were. I drove to Ashland City and got my second COVID shot. Explain
that. Where's
that? I don't know. I learned the other day or a year ago.
Or two years ago. Or 3 years ago.
I had to drive 45 minutes out of here because it was urgent that I get my second COVID shot.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Did you feel much better?
I don't know. I've had weird stuff happen, dude.
Like what?
My allergies have never been more insane.
Oh, that's because you moved to the country.
But I'm not associating it with COVID, but I'm just saying I've never sneezed and blown my nose as much as I have since the COVID shot.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never had allergies myself until I moved to Tennessee, and then all of a sudden I get sinus infections. The hell's that?
Well, you'll see outside in the country, there's so many plants, shrubs, trees. It's Tennessee. A lot of rain. Tropical, if you will.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot. We'll take a break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
But seriously, though, is that your excuse? You really are taking off Monday?
Yeah.
I really don't care, but...
I know. And it's bad. I like I said, if we get done early enough... I can do a 20-minute pod, something like that. I just wanted to be upfront and honest with the listeners. I could have lied and said I have something, huge to do, but sometimes you have to maintain those personal relationships. Random Kid Cody's second kid is probably 6-7 months old. I haven't seen him since the kid was born. So I really feel like this is the one day that he can do something, and he has to be home by 5 because he has the kids, and the wife's like, I need help at 5 o'clock feeding the kids. That's when they lose it. So I am not going to be here Monday for a pod. I apologize.
I would have expected it to be something more serious, a funeral. I'm trying to think of other things, a death in the family.
That would be the same thing.
Something associated with a virus, something.
I know.
An ailment, if you will, but it's a golf tea time.
I could have lied to you, like I said, but I didn't want to lie.
But you did, though.
I didn't lie.
2 years ago to the day, you lied and said your wife had a job interview when you had the COVID novel coronavirus.
Yeah, but that wasn't me telling you that. That was what work told me I had to say. All right. Anyway.
Well, are you gonna do a video where we can see who wins the golf? Because it seems like it's an important match.
It's not about a match. It's about maintaining a friendship.
What are you guys doing? Dummy sticks on the sixth hole?
What do you mean by that?
What's so special about it?
I haven't seen him in 6 months, and it's the one day he can get together.
Right, but usually you play with random golfers, so why is this golf match so special?
Because it's random kid Cody, and I haven't seen him in 6 months. That's it.
But, I mean, you could always drive to his house and see him. It's just that you guys haven't been able to
golf. No, because he goes to work at night. Like, he's asleep during the day, and he works at night.
Right, you can go. Okay. You can go hang out with him when you get off your shift. Is he sleeping?
Yes.
So whenever you're
he wakes up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so you could actually go see him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And he hangs out with his family until like 7 when he goes to work.
Right. So why wouldn't you guys go hang out at 4 PM and then you could have hung out with him the last 6 months?
I don't know. Turn off your video. This is a stupid video. No one's watching this.
No, but it's the reason that we're not doing a podcast.
Monday.
No, the reason the podcast is ending. Monday.
Turn it off. Now, what the hell was I going to tell you? You made me lose my thought. Oh, hey, Kentucky. I mean, dude.
Yeah, Calipari left.
No. And has it been on SportsCenter? Not a damn thing has been on SportsCenter.
Holy shit. When did Calipari leave?
A couple days ago. Then they went to get Drew from freaking Baylor, and he said, thanks, but no thanks. They went to get Billy Donovan. He said, no thanks, I'm staying with the Bulls. They tried to get Hurley from UConn. He said, no thanks.
That many turned Kentucky down? That's a blue blood.
Yeah, so they had to go get Pope, who played on their national championship team. He's leaving BYU, and he's coming to Kentucky. Nothing feeling like you're the fifth choice.
Dude, Kentucky just went from a perennial front runner to a bottom feeder in the matter of that. Sorry if you live in Kentucky.
I kind of disagree. John Calipari hadn't won. He has won less with more talent than anybody in the history of college basketball. He always has the number one recruiting class. He's won one national title. Let's relax on him being an amazing coach.
Say less.
But Pope at BYU, hey, he embraced the three-point culture. Kentucky, get ready. They're going to be exciting to watch because they are going to bomb three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer. That's all they did.
Nothing like talking March Madness after in April.
But they just hired the coach. Kentucky's one of the biggest programs in the country.
You got Masters talk. You got Major League Baseball. You got UFC 300. Mm-hmm. It's just not a good programming decision.
What would you like to talk about in Major League Baseball?
There's nothing now. Home run leader, you might want to bet Trout 13 times
your money.
He'll
get hurt. He'll get hurt.
You think?
He always does. He's on my fantasy team. We can talk about how the Astros are terrible.
Can I just say this real quick? Remember I told you for the parlay I could win $250,000?
Yeah, and it's dead.
Well, no, it didn't die. I need the Stars to lose 3 in a row. Well, they lost. The hottest team in hockey got shut out 3-0, and Winnipeg beat them. So we head to the weekend. I just need the Avs to win and the Stars to lose. And
then what else?
Well, and then, I mean, you know, then you move along Aaron Judge to win the home run contest. But I'm telling you, I stand to win $250,000. Root with me. Avs need 3. Stars go to bars and lose 2. So.
Okay. All right. I don't have anything else, dude.
UFC 300, we got invited over to our neighbor's house.
I didn't get invited to that.
They have been in California. They've been all up the Pacific North Coast Highway. And they invited us over. And I said, Baser, it is at 9 o'clock on a Saturday. I just don't do that. But
Take a nap.
Got a $60,000 sound system, apparently. It sounds like you're the one getting slapped at UFC.
Excuse me, what did you say?
That's what she dropped on me. She said that they got it discounted for $20,000, but it's a $60,000 sound system.
In this economy?
Yeah, in this one, this current Biden administration. And they have movie theater chairs, so you almost feel like you're at the cinema, you know?
So take a nap and go. I need a report on Monday.
Yeah, it would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, huh? We need to talk about it on the pod on Monday, so you need to go.
Me at noon, or not sleeping? We have our niece. She has something Catholic that we're going to on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, First Communion.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm going to be all UFC hungover, smell like popcorn and peanuts.
What time's it out on Sunday?
Noon.
Oh, you should be fine by noon.
Yeah. It's tough, but I mean, it is tempting. I do. It's going to be a big fight. Their guys are getting $300,000 more to fight in it or something.
Oh, is that really? I have no idea.
Dana White said.
That's pretty cool.
So it's a bigger one.
I would. I had notes, but my computer died.
Oh.
So I can't tell you about, I forgot about that, and so I can't.
And you guys know how I always tell you future, you're in the future,
yeah,
it's too late. Well, we bet Pantoja, he's a flyweight guy.
Uh-huh.
You know who he is? Alexandre Pantoja. Don't know if I pronounced that correctly.
Probably not.
He just has to be the leader of flyweight. Right now, he's the flyweight leader. So, in December 31st, he still has to be the leader of flyweight. There's a couple other guys. They suck. Dude, the sites block you now from parlaying that future.
Wait, hold on. You can bet. I don't know what site you're using, obviously. You can bet who's going to be the number one ranked fighter at the end of the year.
Yeah. You just go UFC.com, and it'll show you currently who's number one. I believe O'Malley and his is number one. Pantoja's number one and his. So, bro, if they do one more fight, they just got to win one fight, and I got, like, plus 175 odds. And they're, you know, they're probably going to crush the guy they fight. He's got to fight some guy in Brazil and beat him by whatever it is, knockout. But what I'm saying is we changed the game. They don't even let you now parlay the leader in UFC.
You changed the game because of your $100 bet.
They totally shut it down, so you no longer can parlay futures with UFC.
Huh.
You can parlay other futures.
Huh. Yeah, I'm excited about this weekend because my kids they saw my chocolate milk in the fridge last night, and they were like, Dad, can we have some? And so my wife was going to give them some chocolate milk for breakfast, so I will have a report on if they like chocolate milk or not like chocolate milk.
After that, teach them about the Choco Taco.
Oh, that's a really good one. But they've had chocolate milk. That's what's so funny is they act like they've never had it. They're like, Dad, we want to try chocolate milk. I'm like, guys, we've had chocolate milk plenty, but they don't realize that putting Nestle Quick in the milk and mixing it, is chocolate milk.
So on the Monday show, we're not going to do wait for chocolate milk if kids think it's good.
Yep.
And the UFC 300 viewing party that I didn't go to.
UFC 300 viewing party. Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good. And we're going to talk about Masters Champ. Dang, we got a lot to talk about on Monday.
There's been so many weather delays, there probably won't even be a Champ Monday.
No, there's no more weather this weekend. It's going to be beautiful, they said. This is it. They're going.
Bolt has spent
five seasons at BYU. He is going now to Kentucky. Congratulations, Kentucky.
It makes sense, though, that there's been weather delays. We're getting that same weather. Dude, it's rained here for four straight days. I got a pond in my front yard. I didn't know I had koi fish. Do now.
Dude, it's been raining the whole time. I mean, it's ridiculous. My youngest son was naked and outside jumping in puddles yesterday. Don't ask me. At least he put his rain boots on.
Yeah.
So, all right. Have a good weekend. I don't know anything else, dude. My computer dying really killed me. I know what I was going to talk about. There was an interview. Russell Wilson. And I hope this is not ball sacked.
This guy? Oh, I don't even have the clip. Oh, this guy.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
He was talking about him. And he was like, I'm just glad that what I've been able to accomplish of going to back-to-back Super Bowls, that I opened the door to give more opportunities for people like me, like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Who the f*** is this guy?
He thinks that he's the one that opened the door for Patrick Mahomes to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Because he runs?
No, because I think he's black. Hey, Russell Wilson, have you ever, like, I don't know if you watched the NFL before you were in it, but like Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon, Doug Williams, Donovan McNabb. Who else you got?
You might have got Ballsack. There's no way he's
Dante Culpepper. Dude, I am not joking. I mean, I'm going to have to find it now. Damn it.
But maybe he was the first of his time to really run, and that's when Patty
started. Oh, you think Randall Cunningham didn't run?
He ran a little bit.
Good God. Michael Vick. Did Michael Vick run?
Michael Vick was one of the first runners.
Who else?
What about Warren Moon? Did he run?
No. But he slang it.
Jamarcus Russell was a runner.
Yes. Russell Wilson opened doors for other quarterbacks. He is such an idiot.
His style of play, I think you're reading it wrong.
No. Russell Wilson believes he opened up a lot of doors and paved the way for other African-American quarterbacks such as Patrick Mahomes, he told OutKick. For me to be able to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and win one of them, I think I opened up a lot of doors. Now you see guys like Patrick Mahomes who won it. It's really just us so far, but there's more to come.
Oh, because of the actual winning of a Super Bowl.
Doug Williams.
I had no idea who you're talking about.
Redskins.
Okay.
I just...
What? Whoa.
Dude, Russell Wilson.
Commanders.
Like, I hate to tell you, Russell Wilson, even if you didn't win a Super Bowl, they still would have let Patrick Mahomes play quarterback. You had nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback and having a chance to play quarterback. Mm. I mean, how stupid. Russell Wilson might be an idiot.
Hot take.
Why? You're done. You tuned out. Go home.
You said when you're not on, you're not on. You said you go home and you've been on all day. You're not on anymore.
I know. I'm sorry. I just remember Russell Wilson saying that, and I was like, what an idiot.
Ray, did you hit the off switch?
Oh, my gosh.
Baser wants to go do Mexican.
Oh, does she? That's cool. All right.
Dude, I need to get Baser to like golf so then me, Justin, Angelina, and Baser can all go golf together. Otherwise, I'm away from the house for 5 hours.
It's okay. She's working, bro. You can take 5 hours.
On a Saturday.
Oh, a Saturday stuff.
That's what I told Justin. He made fun of me.
That's tough. Saturday stuff. She could ride in the cart with you and have drinks.
She doesn't have fun doing that for 18 holes. It's entertaining for about three.
I don't know. She can take some videos.
Are you bringing women with you and Cody?
No. No. Nope. It's a weekday, man. Don't have to bring it.
Bros before hoes.
No, it's not that. It's just, yeah, no. Nope. All right, we got to go. Go. Turn it off.
Yeah, if you're still listening to this, you've got a boring truck route.
No one's listening.
Ray, our ratings have never been lower.
Well, turn it off.
Ray, save this podcast.
Turn it off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.